This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Denver police are working to prevent assaults and murders in five hotspots they identified using 2020 data. Civic Center Park is one of those areas, and the department has been cracking down on drug crimes that Chief Paul Pazin said lead to violence there. Assaults across the city have risen to near record levels this year. Outdoor classrooms, free breakfasts, and better training for teachers on how to use technology are several ways students say Colorado should use federal stimulus dollars. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
State education officials have solicited input from principals, teachers, and students on how to spend $132 million in federal money. 17-year-old Gianni Vinegas wants money to go to counseling services that prepare students for college and for after-school programs like the Boys and Girls Club.
It was really important to have somewhere that you can go where people will guide you or you find your own community.
Students also want money targeted at better internet connection, tutoring, and special projects like coding. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A Colorado rider has won the 15th stage of the Tour de France on Sunday. Sepp Kuss of Durango is the first American to win a stage at cycling's biggest race in 10 years. The 15th stage is a 118-mile ride from the foothills of the Pyrenees to the nation of Andorra. In Denver, it's 71 degrees, in the Springs, 64. This is CPR News and KRCC.